Shirin Ksuvos by the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University, Yutes El Haytov Shem Mem Vav, September 23, 1986, on Tuesday.
But I just want to make one correction. Last week, I said something that is not true. I said, in respect to Rabbin and Rabbin, is Gios and Gios, to Lakshin, the Kushin, the Lakshin, 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 the but that is Rabbeinu Shita, that only a Melech is Mika B'Gilegish. But one is not a Melech, he's also B'Gilegish. And, I mean, it's not explicit, but from the Shari Tshuva, and then there is a Tshuva, it's Reish Pidalad, Reish Behei, Tshuva Sarashbo, and Yechosis La Rambam. So the Rashbo mentions a Tshuva of the Rambam to Rabbeinu. The Ramban is killing Rabbi, but he mentions that Rabbi said that Pilegesh Lehevet is Asur. And of course it says that in Shari Shuvah also. And Rabbi explains why is the Melech allowed to marry Pilegesh. And Hevet Naat, so he mentions a strange reason. He says, if a Hevet marries a Pilegesh, so then it's conducive to Zmus. And from Rabbi Yehine Shalchuri, it's mashma, that actually Rabbi Yehine holds, like the other Rishonim, like the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Rashbo, in the Suges, that in Zayin, Yish Chupon Yisur, so he says it means, so we explain it because there is a kinemishes of yichud of pelakshus. Not only the melabahed, it also there is a kin. There we see there is a shpesa rambam. He passes her if he marries her with chukke without dushin. So I can go to marry an almone with chukke without dushin. So she becomes a sura ilechud b'tumah. Of course, the Asura HaLitur is in the Rabon, but the Rabon has to be explained. That means there is a key and Mishas in the Raise, just as the Melech has a key and Mishas in Yichud for Chukke, so a Hevet also has. But a Melech has a Hefer not to get married, Dafke al Beidushin, and the Hevet does not have a Hefer because of the essence of Kinika Hishisho Bola, according to the Rambam, so there is. There is a special heta for Melech to get married without Kedushin. I mean, through Yichud. So, but from Amin it appears that while a Hevet also has a Kinemishes through Yichud, but if a Hevet takes the Pelagesh, he is Eber Anissa Veraise of Lucism, because the Gemara says in some heaven, so that means if a father marries off his daughter, for he's looking to an old man, so he's even allowed the raise of Halsachal Bitcholas Miso. Even though I mean there is douche in everything, because psychologically it is conducive to Smith. And Rabbeinu says, in the same way, if a Hevet marries a Pelegesh, since the world knows she's not a Mishishis, and it's not as homo as Mishishis, so it's conducive to Zeus. So Mele, it's Rigora, then Izokin who marries a young girl, because it's but since psychologically it's conducive to smooth such a relationship, so it's in there the Yisrael of Zachal Bitchol as Meiso, and the Zokin himself is able to Yisrael of his Zinoretz, especially in Kling now. So there is an Yisrael implicit in the Posik of Zachal Bitchol as Meiso, even if it involves Dushin and Yisuin, but in like Peter is okay, so and he's Zeira that Isaac. So the same thing is true. If a Hevyet marries a Pelege, it's true he has the same Kiyanishas as a Melech. But a Melech, so he must be alone. So it's not conducive to his news. It's not likely that there will be his news. Mashiach in a Hevyet, so it's in Mosi alone. Abiyene said that. I mean, I wouldn't say that. But Abiyene said, so... Some male is conducive to his mood, so that's why it's also. But the kinanishes he has. The kinanishes he has. And then you have Yemen, the Rambanes, the Kashim. If you say that the Hediyat is Osea, the Pelegesh mid the Raisi, Sambina says, how is it that somebody is there? The Gidei, Kolei, Tamim, Deleilon, they married the Pelegesh. That's the Ramban is the Kashi. So Rav Yehuda says, because even though they're not Melochim, but they are Rosh Yehom, so Mele Mosom was Al-Kolom. So Mele it was not conducive to Zmus. But a regular Hegyet, whose Emo is not Al-Kolom, so then it's also in the Raise, but a different kind of Israel, like Masi Bidil is okay, but a Kiyanish is there is. So, I mean, what I said, the name of Abiyani is true, except I said, I had the wrong impression, that Abiyani's girls is Pilakshin, the Tushu, the Loiksube, that's not so. Abiyani's girls is Pilakshin, the Loiksube, the Loiksube. All right. Omar Robin, Uli, Gitane came, what if they Gitane came? In the Gautam is in it, so there is a kind of sameness. In other words, even though the time is arrived for marrying the Psula, so that should impose upon the Chosin the obligation of giving the Zemes to the Kale if he didn't marry her. But in case he's an Anus, let's say Cholahu, Cholzuhi, he was an Anus, so then he's Potter. So there is a kind of Zemes in giving the Zemes in the case of Mesni Psula Yudes Chedesh or Almona Lama Yeh. But regarding it, there is no time series. What does it mean? In other words, so, if the Baal gives the get to the Isha, and he stipulates it now, in the Bossi, the Seich Lama Yeh, so you hate it. In other words, the get should be how, if within 30 days, he doesn't come back to the city. In other words, he was leaving town and he was giving the get to his wife and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days back to this city, so then you should be reverses. And at the last day, he tried to come back. But there was a delay. I mean, he was an nonce. He was prevented from coming back. But he tried to come back. So, the Tnai was Niskai, but he didn't come back. So, the Tnai was Niskai. So, according to the Tnai, if you consider the word of the Tnai literally, so you get you the help. But he tried to come. So then, he says, I tried to come, I did my best, what should I do? So, the Alohi is, this is what he says, Amen is believed. The get is hal nevertheless. In spite of the fact there is an amen. So whereas in respect to the Chiyuv Mizenis, in the case where the day has arrived for the Chosin to marry the cow, and he didn't, so if he was an anonymous, so then he's not the Chiyuv Mizenis. In respect to Mizenis, he can retain a time of Zenis, but in respect to a get, he cannot. He cannot defeat the get and by saying I was nonus, the Tnai was Niskan Danis, some male should not be considered as Niskan. So we have to remember one thing, that when Gemara discusses the question, Yeshin is Begitin, Amen is Begitin, so in what case does Gemara discuss the question? In the case where the Tnai was actually fulfilled, he said, in the Bosim, Kamba Lamigay. So the king at night consists in not coming within 30 days. And he didn't come, but he wanted to come. He couldn't come. So there was the payout in at night. But wasn't voluntary. I mean, he was anonymous in the kinyan. So the question is whether anus, which if the tnai is niskayim the anus, is it considered the kinyan tnai or it's not considered the kinyan tnai? So that's the two shenes here in the mind. That's the two shenes here in the mind. So the first question is anus the kinyan. That the kinyan tnai in get the anus is considered the kinyan. Is considered. Then the second question is that it's not considered a kinyan. Now, what would be in the reverse situation? Suppose he gives a get to his wife and he says, "Hareze giteich im bosi mitam alamdi." Just reverse. You should be migrashes if I do appear within the territory. Just the reverse. So the kinyan is in his coming, not in his not coming. And then he tried to come, but he didn't come. He didn't come. So the same two shemes abide. Mr. Asdore, that's another question. Here, the Gemara has two shemes in regard to the case where the Tnai was niskayim bipeil, but it was niskayim bipeil not voluntarily. Bainus. Against his will, it was. So you have two issues. But in the case where the Tnai was not niskayim, but it was not niskayim again, not voluntarily, against his will, he wanted to do niskayim. Wanted to do niskayim. That's another shaila altogether. Lifluk has nothing to do with this shaila, it's an altogether different shaila. Not the shaila. How is it? So in Yerushalmi in Dushan, Perek Zayin Alochevo, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says the case that they mention in regard to Dushan, not in regard to Gid. He's in Kaddish and Yishor, and he says, Areyat Mekudeshesli, Amnas Ami Kinsoch, Bisir Shoshmi. The Dushan Bichal, if I marry, I mean, I'm king, is in Rechupe, within 30 days. So, in other words, if he's king, is in Rechupe, within 30 days of the Dushan, then the Dushan should have. But suppose he's not king, is her, within 30 days of the Dushan, the Dushan should not be how. Or, the Shalom mentions another case, says, I reacted graciously in Etin Hoplan, if I'll give a certain moment, I mean, the Seich Shalishinim. And then he tried to be king of Israel, but he was prevented. He couldn't be king of Israel. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Unse the Lord commandment. Since the Tnai was not this kind of thing, but he wanted to be. So we can say, honestly, Patrick, fine, he cannot be punished, it's not his fault. But should say, just because he tried to do it, Mach should pay back the fault to Tzav and Maise, but that doesn't mean that if he was anonymous, so it's considered as if the Tnai was Niskai. That's what Yechanan says, but it won't be anyway. That seems his corruption. But the Shlokish says, Unseke Mandor. The Shlokish says. So that's the other case, the reverse case of this. If you look, there is no connection between this child of Yeshua and the case where the Tnai was this kind of chaos, but it was this kind of anus, and the case where the Tnai was not this kind of chaos, but he wanted to do it. It's two separate questions. One is not, there is no logical, if you look, there is no logical connection between the two cases. However, the Ram in Dushan, but we're not ready to go over the Ram, we have to go over the North. The Ram in Dushan in Perikoim connects the two Shailas. The Shaila in Yerushalmi, Unse Kimandobit, Unse Loit Mandobit, and the Shaila here, whether Yeshinus or Reminus, he connects them. What's the Shaila? That's strange. But with Lord, it is two separate questions. And while the Ram Der Ran in Büschen in Pirkeim, er connects the two Shailas. Es sieht, there is one logic that unites them, but the Roshim, the Betzisiyah, and the Stalmit, Treskes Dein Bidal. So, they Achili come under Ran, and they say it's two separate questions. Two separate questions. But the Ran has to be explained. All right, now, how does Rabbi know that the Kiyumatnai Beimes is considered the Kiyumatnai? Ilimim Hoditnan. Hareize Gitechim Libosim Kambash Nimosachedesh. Umeiz Bisech Nimosachedesh. Eini get. So if somebody gives a get and he stipulates it now, that the get should be chal within 12 months from now, I don't come back. And he died within the 12 months, so you can be sure that the Tnai will be this time. Umeiz b'seach shnimos ha-chedesh. So we say, any get? Any get? So, why any get? So, two reasons. First of all, it's not the Tnai of Me'achshav. So he meant the Tnai of him. So he meant that the get should be chal when a non-arrival within 12 months will be realized, will be fulfilled. And by then the get should be chal. But by that time he's dead and get lachamis. So that's one reason. And that's an obvious reason. Then there could be another reason. If we say that a kiyum atnai beinus is not a kiyum atnai, so here in this case, of course, the tnai was in the sky. He didn't come within 12 months. But why didn't he come? He couldn't come within 12 months because he died. So mele, the kiyum atnai took place beinus against his will. Against his will. So mele, if we were to assume that a kiyum atnai beinus is not a kimatai, so then there is a second reason as to why she's not in Rashi. One obvious reason is because in Getla Hamise, but assuming that the kimatai de Ines is not a kimatai, so then there is another reason as to why the Gerish is not how. Because the Tnai was in Sky Lady. What is it?
Kimatai is not a kimatai.
What is the good of the guy? It's not a shining of the mummies. It's a shining of the get. I mean, his time is of no significance. His time. In mummies, so time is of significance. Here's not the question of Tvies. The question is whether she's an ishishish or she's not an ishishish. Of course, the Baal is not there. He's dead, so he's not there. I mean, so you can be sure that he's not there.
Yes, maybe he wouldn't have
been.
Maybe he wouldn't have come anyway.
All right, that's a good question. Okay. So the answer is if it came at night, so even if we know, Bimbuya, let's say Bimbuya will know that he wouldn't have come anyway. Even if he had remained alive, he wouldn't have come. We know. So it still would not be considered a king of night. Because the payout, the Tnai was this time days. So true, he wouldn't have come anyway. So what? He wouldn't have come anyway. We'll discuss that in connection with the cases of Fikedam, Ronarob, and Chemini. But since the payout, the condition was fulfilled, so even if it will be determined with utmost certainty that he wouldn't have come anyway, even if he had remained alive. So it's still not considered a human. Alright. So, So the question is this. In other words, when the Mishnah says, any get, so one obvious reason is because in Getla Hamis. Maybe it's for two reasons that any get. So, Moris Nidai, no, that when the Mishnah says any get, it's only because of the reason of any get lahamis. Because if the Mishnah had meant the reason that Yechstein is in his beginning, that the Kimat Nai Venus is not considered Kimat Nai, then the Mishnah could have mentioned another case. Why Mace? So the Mishnah could have mentioned Cholo. Why mention the case of Mace when then we are in doubt as to the reasons for the Aloha in the get? The Mishnah could have mentioned and he couldn't come because he was confined to bed, couldn't physically come, he was confined to bed. So ain't it yet? So then everybody would know that the reason is because of the Yeshtan things we did. So I'm explaining it in accordance with what Tesla says. Vidilma, so ignore everybody. Vidilma, leilam, meinolo, cholon, amiriget. No, you cannot deduce from this Mishnah that a kimat nai veinus is considered the kimat nai. Maybe kimat nai veinus is not considered the kimat nai. So then you ask, if the kimat nai veinus is not considered kimat nai, so the Mishnah could have mentioned the example of Arezikitachim Bosman Kamashim Nasachidish, the whole of Sechna Chidish. Why does the Mishnah mention after the example of Meiz Visechna Nasachidish? We do a little Cholon Amniget. The Hebrew Kamashim Nasachidish, the Inget Lachamise. The Inget Lachamise. In other words, the Mishnah wants to tell us another Aloche. That Inget Lachamise, because if the Mishnah had mentioned the case of Cholo, so then I would say, in the case of Cholo, so it's in get. Why? Because a kimat nai venus is not a kimat nai. But there is a get lachamus. So then you ask, and the lachimina would be, suppose he would stipulate. He would stipulate, Harei zegiteich in libosim mikam bat shmim asachidish. And then he'll cooperate to the remark. And regardless why I don't come within 12 months, even if I don't come within 12 months, because the circumstances will force me not to come, and I'll try to come, but as long as I don't come, be careful. So the get should be chal. Then there wouldn't be a shaila. When is there a shaila, whether yes time is given, ain't time is given, if it is stuck. He doesn't spell out. But suppose he spelled it out, he says, Hareize gitei chilibosi mikam chiabibes chedesh. And regardless why I don't come, whether I don't come because I don't want to come, I can come and I decide not to come. Or I don't come because I'm forced by the circumstances not to come. And I try to come. As long as I don't come, I don't return within 12 months, they get you. He spells it out, and then he becomes very sick, and he doesn't come, he's confined to bed, and it's impossible for him to come. So then, of course, it goes without saying that he gets to Bechal, because he spelled it out explicitly. So the whole shaila is when it's time. When he doesn't spell, but when he spells it out explicitly, so then a kimat nai beinus is certainly considered a kimat nai. But in the case of not chol, but meis misachim, even if he spelled it out explicitly, and he said, areze gitechim libosim itkam yitz chedesh, and even if he's libosim because of an enes, areze gitech, and then he died within yitz chedesh, so we'll still say in the midrashes, because in get lahamise, so that's why the Mishnah tells us this example, not the example of Cholom, in order that we should be advised of the halacha of in get lahamise, even in the case where the shailah Yesh time is in, same time is in, but it doesn't come out. Alright. If you're laying a hole in how many get, you could become a hole in how many you say, And God Raham, he said, so the Gemara says, it's not necessary for the Tanya of this Mishneh to tell us in this Sefer of the Mishneh that Chidesh, because in the Reish of the Mishneh it's mentioned. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the whole reason is why the Mishneh and Sefer mentioned the case of Nebus of Nasach Chidesh is to tell us a Chidesh in respect to Yad Lahamisa. Even though in general way the Halacha of Yad Lahamisa was already mentioned in the Reisha, but that Yitzi holds that the Zman is Mechiyah. In other words, suppose he writes again and the Get has a certain Zman, has a certain Zman. This day of the month and this year, and then he says, "Harei zegiteich." In meis, but he doesn't say "Harei zegiteich me'achshav imeis." Imeis, mechayze. He just says "Harei zegiteich." He doesn't say "Nachshav." So according to the Rabbanim of Tbilisi, since he didn't spell out the Achshav, so it means that he wants to get to be chal upon his death. So it's not chal, because we get the Hamisa. According to Rabbi Yitzi, we say, since he put in the date, the exact date, why did he put in the date? Because he wants everybody to know that in case he does die from the sickness, So then the get should be held retroactively in Afreya as of when? As of the day mentioned in the get. So the Tanya of that Mishneh wants to be lafuke midrabi seima. So that's why it mentions the case of Meis, even though the general halacha of Inget Lachamise was already mentioned in the Reishe, but one specific detail in the halacha from Get Lachamise, he wants to mention. Did you know that you have to grab the same time? I was saying, it's good, no, say, Rab Rino, Mal Rabbi say, no, Rabbi, you must go to the beginning of the Shalom Yishre. That's what you didn't see it. So they were not here, Shemenakum, because originally, the Gemara in Abi Zohar says, the Chachomim, Asar Shemenakum, also in Shemenakum. And then the Bezin of Rabbi Yehuda, we see it, so they were Matia. So that is the Dina Mishor and Mishra. Sabo, which Rabbi Yehuda see the Yomar, Manus, or Shtar, Mechiachal. So the Mele, you cannot deduce from the Sefer of the Mishnah, Harezi, Gitach, and Bosom, Tash, and Zachidesh, and just because it mentioned the case of Meis, not of Cholo, so it's a Raya, that Cholo, it is again, because the Kimat Nai the Enes is considered a Kimat Nai, it cannot be used from that Mishnah. But from the other side, well, we say that the Achshav in the Bosom in Kambadi is Chedesh, and Meis Bisirch Shibosa Chedesh, Harez again, Mesva Dini Cholo, because if it's Me'achshav, so then there is no problem of in Get Lachamise. But apparently the same thing is true if it's Cholo. So it is again. But Cholo, it would make a difference whether Me'achshav or not Me'achshav. Me'achshav Dini Cholo, so the Gemara says, Dilmo Me'ez Davke, Dilmichal in the title come Yob. No, maybe only in the case where it says, Me'achshav, 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 so then it is again. Even though the Fikir Matnai is non-arai, the Kimat Nai consists in a not coming, in a non-arrival of 12 months. So the Nai was Niskayim, but it was Niskayim Davis, because he couldn't possibly have come. He died. So the Nai was Niskayim Davis, but maybe Kimat Nai generally is not considered a Kimat Nai. But suppose a person stipulates, and even if the limbosi occurs as a result of an illness, so of course then the kimatnai is kaseyakim. So because it all depends upon his das, upon the Baal's Das. Suppose he stipulates, if the Enes, if the Kiyum Atnai happens to take place the Enes because of the Enes of death, so then I want to get to the Hal. So then, if he dies, so then it'll be Hal because he stipulated so. So it's possible that even though he didn't stipulate, but after all, every person, I mean, an average husband is interested in relieving his wife from the problem of klitze. So Mimele, we are aiming this das, that had he thought about the possibility of Jim not being able to be kind of nai because of the death, so he would have stipulated, but he did not, at that moment, he didn't think of that possibility. But his presumed intention was that Nai would be Sky and Venus on account of Nise, that the get should be held. So it is considered if we have such an interest, as if he had stipulated. And suppose it's Levosi because I die, so then it should still be Chal. So, and then he did die, so then of course that is Chal, it's Miyachsho. So, and we cannot say Ekim Atnai Beinus is not Ekim Atnai. After all, he stipulated that it should be considered Ekim Atnai. So even though he didn't stipulate, but on account of the presumption that the husband doesn't want his wife, that she should be spoken evil, so maybe he's considered as he stipulated. So he gave get and he stipulated Nai get to Michal if I don't come within 30 days. And at the end of 30 days he tried to come. But he didn't get a boat to cross the river. So, and he didn't want to get to Michal because he tried to come. So he wanted to defeat the get. It shouldn't be Michal. But couldn't get the boat, so Mele, it was in Sky and Venus. So, Omalu Chosed Asoye, Chosed Asoye, you see, I came. I mean, I tried to be a battle with Nai, I just was prevented. So, Omar Shmuel, so I mean, in this case, you have the question, it is not there. In this case, he was there. But his fear is of no significance. He doesn't make one difference. I mean, when I owe the difference, whether it's the bear or not the bear. Here it's not a question of the nominus, they are meeting in Chile. So the shaila is whether a Kim Atnai Beinus is considered a Kim Atnai, or a Kim Atnai Beinus is not considered a Kim Atnai. Omar Shmuel laf mi masye, it's not considered coming. He tried to come, he had an achshava teva, but he didn't come, and the Kim Atnai consisted in not coming, so the Tnai was niskayim, so he made a shiz migrashis. So it's a raya from Shmuel's deen that any time sin is begitten, Shmuel himself said that. So the Gemara says, no. The Bilma is a Yishriach Sham, the Chidin Yi Boyle Yas Muye, the Yasne, Iyu the Asra Nafshe. So the Gemara says, no. No raya from Shmuel's memory. Because Shmuel's memory had reference to an illness that happened very often. So in other words, I suppose that the facilities of the boat there were like the facilities of People's Express today. So every Monday and Thursday, so there is a delay. So I mean, you can't come. So Mimele, so that was an Inez Shriach. So Inez Shriach is no Shire. Why not? Because if it is an illness that happens every Monday and Thursday, so Mele, the Baal knew that it might happen. but he's a reasonable person, he's a reasonable person. How is it? He didn't say, when he said, Arezi Gitei, in the Boshin Kambashin Yehli, and he knows that it's very likely that he will have a problem in the boat, he won't be able to tie. So he should have made a statement to qualify this night and say, and suppose I try to come, but I have a problem with the boat, so then the get should be the Khalida. Why didn't he say it? He knew that his life would happen, so he should have mentioned it. So the fact that he didn't mention indicated that in his mind he felt as that even if he doesn't come because of the illness of the boat, it should still be halved. That's only shayach in respect to an illness that is very likely to happen. But if it's an illness that is loishliya, then we cannot say the fact that he didn't mention it indicates that he intended to get to be halved even if it's niskaya and he doesn't come because of an illness. Because he didn't stipulate, because he didn't think of it. But we couldn't say he didn't think of this kind of an illness. It happened all the time. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying that the whole shaila, whether yesh tanis illness, ain tanis illness, that's only in the case of illness the lo yishchiyach. But illness the shchiyach. So then it goes without saying that the kimat nai beinis is the kimat nai. Why? Because then we have a mundane. And a mundane, the fact that he did not spell it out, that he meant that even if this happens, the anus that happens all the time, he should still be gayish. Still gayish. Oh, but when is the shail? When is there a problem? Shail it. In the case of anus, the Lord is doing. So we do means the Shnei Shanechim, but ask me that in Afke, Elo Marope, Elo Rope, so slowly in Afke, but so now the Gemara is saying, that Rope, when he says, in Tadisim is the Gitin, namely, that Kimat Mai, the Enes is considered a Kimat Mai, that's his own story. Why? Why is that story? We should snue a Sushin Pushis. We should snue a Diyamat Levigate, Zin in the Loyonis, the Sabre Dionis, in the Agne di Asle. In other words, so it means that on the Reise level, we should offer, would say, that Yesh Tanesedi, that in Kirchat Naideines, in Kirchat Naideines, is not Kirchat, on the Reise level. But, when Sakin is upon him, that in Kirchat Naideines should be considered a Kirchat. In order to root certain hardship situations because of tzmuas, because of putzes, because of tzmuas, if the woman happens to be a tzmua who is chesheshes for things that are within, she does not have to be chesheshes. In other words, let's say if the husband gave her a get and he said in the bosom kam liat lamed yei hareyat mudarashes, and then he doesn't come. He doesn't come within 30 days. He doesn't return to town within 30 days. And the question arises, maybe he wanted to come. Maybe there was, maybe he became sick. He couldn't come. So I could be, she doesn't have the chesed. Because usually, when a person wants to come, he can come. He can come. Sometimes it happens. But that's an unusual thing. So our kedim, we don't have to be chesed, because most of the time, so there is no illness. If a husband doesn't come, it means he didn't want to come. That's why. But how is the woman? Is it here? And she's chesheshes even in situations where our kedim, she's not required to be chesheshes. So then she'll be thinking, the husband maybe tried to come and he was forced not to come because he became sick. He couldn't come. So if the halacha had remained the way it is in the Raisa, so then she would refuse to get married and she would remain an aguna all her life. That would be a awful situation, an undesirable situation. When our Pidin, if let's say she can't get married because all Pidin she can't get married, all right, so all Pidin she can't get married, so that's the way it is. You get Adin is all. But where our Pidin she can't get married, but she's Cheshes, when our Pidin she's not supposed to be Cheshes, that's a very undesirable situation. So in order to prevent this kind of a hardship in an undesirable situation when our Pidin she can get married and she still remain an agune, that is over and above the din, so the Chachomim decided to be sakein that the get should be hard. The question is, how can, if the rising get is not hard, how can the Chachomim be sakein again? The rising, there's an excursion, you know. So Yumel is Abedoni, Yumel Zum Noyons, is Abedoni, so we have to ask, oh, another contingency, we should put this. Be Amrit Lila Vigite, if the Allah had remained the way it is on the highest level, that Kimat Nai Beines is not Kimat Nai. So Mele, sometimes, the husband didn't come within 30 days because of an illness. And the woman might have heard that because of an illness she didn't come. So if she had been in the race of Jin, so of course she wouldn't get married because she's not with righteous. But maybe sometimes the woman has no Yira Shamayim. So, and even though the whole world doesn't know that there was an illness, but she might know that her husband is in a certain condition that makes him incapacitated from time to time and becomes confined to bed, but nobody else knows, and she has no Yirat Shamayim, she won't tell Bezdin. And she'll come to Bezdin and say, my husband gave me a get, he stipulated not that get the chal if I don't come within 30 days, and he didn't come, the 30 days expired, and Bezdin didn't know of that special condition that her husband has. She's the only one who knows of the special condition, so there's no power, all you can get married, she don't have to be a less there was an MS. But Frapishmai's Galia, there was an MS, and she herself also knows about it. And she'll get married, she's an issue, she'll have children, and the children will be mamzerim, so in order to prevent this undesirable situation, so the Chachomim again won't be sakin, that whenever Nai is Niskai, where even if it's vain is, so it should be found. So if you didn't shoot the Yam for everything, and the Angam are all invited, and the Yam are both only mamzerim, so the next Kasha of the Yamori is, we can get the rice or whatever get, and we should smooth, so we should put it, shagin and shishis leal. In other words, the Chachomim have no care to be a care in Dopominator or the Kumba say in theirs. The Chachomim have no care, even there's Nagod and Shesagosis. Did not have the care to be a care. There is one Mandoma in the Romans that yesh kea v'yadez l'ak adol matir of kumba say even with theirs. All right, thesis, we'll discuss that. But we don't pass by it anyway. We pass by, like Kavnos Mareishi, that kumba say basically has no keach to be a king with theirs. Even there's not good in Ishkes Adosh, it's not take a time. So here, since on the rice level in Kimat Maideines, is not conservative. So that means if somebody gives a gift to his wife, and he says, I really did he doesn't come back to one again, and he doesn't come because he became sick, so he was confined to bed, so the get is not hard. And the Chachomim are misakin, the get should be hard, but even the Reisel get is not hard, she's an Ishishis. When she gets married, it means an Ishishis gets married. How can the Chachomim be matir and misakin? So the Gemara says, hey, you call him Kaddish, and I said, Rabbonu Mikaddish. He asked him, Rabbonu Mikaddish, in the name. So, here it doesn't involve any Akira's Dovom Natera. Because called the Mikaddish, and I said, Rabbonu Mikaddish. So, because he says, Kidas Lim Shebi Yisroel, Hariyat Kedesh Shebi Yisroel, Kidas Lim Shebi Yisroel. So, and Das Chachamim is that in case where somebody is in Kavit HaNisha, and then after a number of years he gives her a get, and he stipulates it in the Bosim, in Kam, Vashleish, in Yehi. So, the Hain of the Reshes. And then, by Reshes, he's prevented from coming. So, even though it should not be Chal, so his Das is Al Das Chachomim, Das Chachomim, the Das Chachomim is that the Kedushin should be the Chal in such case. Even if she's not came at the judgment, so male, then it means that it's retroactively determined that when he gave her the cassette, when he gave her the ring, he didn't give her his ring, he gave her ring. So Melech, so the Dushin is but from Afreya. Kodesh Biblia Ma'ikel Nema says, Shastu Rabbono, we will also be last notes. In as much as she was Mikadish, Al Das Chachomim, and the Das Chachomim was that in the event of this contingency of him giving her a get later on, even if he gives her a get 50 years later, in the event of the husband giving his wife a get years later with the tnai, and then the tnai is niskan veines, then the dushin should not be held. So the mele, so it's like this is how the raw and the need for explain it should be better. I mean, it's poshut like this. So it is like harini bi'alach al menashi yotzav. So rotzo av mekudeshes, loy rotzo av ein mekudeshes. So what does he mean whether he says harini bi'alach al menashi yotzavo or he says harini bi'alach al menashi yotzav chachon? Same thing. Loy rotzo chachon in ein mekudeshes. And here is Loy Rotzo Chachomim. In the event of this contingency, even though it happens many years later, so it's Loy Rotzo Chachomim. So it's retroactively determined that on account of this contingency of the Tnai being fulfilled, the Enes, that it's Loy Rotzo Chachomim. So the Dushin, so the B.A. was not the B.A.'s Dushin, so the B.A. is retroactively determined as the B.A.'s Dushin. All right. Shavu Rabbi Nusim. I will finish up the Gemara and then we'll go with Rashi. Ike de Amre, Omar Rove. So the first Lashon is that any time is there. But even according to the first Lashon, that any time is there is beginning. So it's only Takonis Chachon. Because of Afkin Rabbi Nusim. And in the Raisa level, without Takonis Chachon, so the get should not be Chachon. So in Kimat Nai Beines, should not be considered Kimat Nai. But it's like Kodesh Chachomim that the Kimat Nai Beines should be considered the Kimat Nai. You get down to Lama Rabbi Lachimim in Dikki. Al Mikosol HaRabbi Yishon in Dikki. Meise. Arei Zeh Dikachim Lepot in Kamash Nos HaChidosh. O Meir Shnos HaChidosh in Iget. Meise Ulin Iget. Ho Cholar Iget. So it's the same kind of reasoning. Except that according to the first Lashon, the Gemara tried to deduce it from these Mishnahs. And according to the second Lashon, the Gemara is asking a kasha. But it's the same line of reasoning. Maybe should get a cholam get. So the Gemara says, "Why would I not cholam am get? If the Gemara doesn't get lachamise, ain't got lachamise, then the reisha you have to Rabbi Seimu. Tosh v'machshon but in kashon osachim no zinah osachim ushani get. My Rabbi Adi no cholam. Lo imeiz daat kedu. Nichol itip kam yobim. Tosh v'mahudom alu yaseim mikamashon shviyeh lo begite." Also, this is what he means. U paski mavre, vomalu chodrasoye, vomashmur lushin masye. So, we say, Shneoshane, if you do very last year, will you ask me? You do that, and so it's the same line of it. Anyway, we have two shades. How do you pass them? Practically, all the shades you pass them are the first motion, because the arise from the top. The meaning appear in Supes Mishnas, there is a Shita that passes by the second Moshe. But that appears like a Shita Siochit. I mean, all the other Rishonim passed like the first Moshe, even though, generally speaking, whenever there are two Rishonim, so many Rishonim say that the Halacha is like the Mishnah Basta. But here, the Arayas from the Gemara, the Halacha is that in time is in. Right now, the Rashi. ולין גיטני ניקיין אבל איך איך אוקוי דאשת נשיטה סיין איסי פרצו נמצאית נין גיטני תנא סיין איסי נאלס אין נשיטה פייסטי על נאס אין יובי אז נפלין איזה גט ונאס וליבו הרי איזה גט ונאחורים ארון סיין איסי אל נקסוב הרי אין איזה גיטל אין תנא סיין איזה גיטל כאן נפול שטיין אין איזה גט ומין לבון עם סקוק או יבי מי סור אין איזה גט או אישב ובצד בישחיית ומי בשיח הזמן ומן קומיקר ישלו מהשת אין המייסי מגרשי מי סור אין גט ושמידים גט להחמיסה אבום What's that? Yeah. There's no issues. Right, very good point. So from this Rashi, it's mashma that even when the husband dies, so there is still issues. There is still issues. And as a matter of fact, Tesis in Yvomis discusses that. Tesis in Yvomis discusses that in the case where the woman dies, but Monisha. If you are going to say, in the case where the husband dies, so there's no issues. He's dead, so there's no issues. So in the case where the woman dies, the same logic, there is no issues either. And still, Tesis says, so what? One Washington Tesis in the Gomez says that even when the woman dies, she's still considered his wife. And the riot Tesis mentions a remarkable, maybe it's a strange riot. It's a remarkable riot because the Halacha is, the Torah says, Chinushere Akora Buro, that Lo Yitam, and that means, what it means, Shehor, to Ikeyan, is Mitami to his wife. Why? Because it's his wife. But the question is, if we say upon death, the whole marital relationship terminates, the whole marital relationship terminates, so it's not his wife. All right, so that's, I wouldn't mention such a thing. Again, sometimes the Shaymin have a right, to say certain things that we don't have a right to say. Because I would say, there's a cause for me, what kind of a right? But Tesis mentions that it's a right. And there is a machlekes Shaymin. When a woman dies, is the marital relationship still existing? But then you ask, how is it that she's not going to get married? Because it's a special item. It's the more induces. I'm sorry. That's in the case when the husband is. But it's the same question. If we say that the marital relationship continues when the woman dies, she's still married to him, even though she's dead. So then, in the other case, when he dies, it's also the same thing. So Tesis mentions a raya. It's a machlekes issue. But Tesis mentions a raya. One washing Tesis in the Gomez. It says that the marital relationship still continues. And the raya is that he's allowed to be mitam. Of course, that's no conclusive raya because there's the Xeros HaKosuf. The husband is allowed to be mitam to his heretofore wife. Of course, if he divorced his wife 1 minute before he died, then he's not allowed to become her. But if he didn't divorce her and she was his wife up to death, so then there's a cause that he's allowed to meet her. But anyway, Tesis in one Russian says, as a raya, that the marital relationship continues. So according to that Russian Tesis, it's possible to say that when the woman dies, she's still considered his wife. So it's equally logical to say that when the husband dies, so then it's also the marital relationship continues. Then you ask, how is it that she's allowed to get married? The marital relationship continues, so she's an Ishishish. The answer is, the more induction, the Yotzov Ha'olcha V'Hoysov Yishachay, so it's a Zerzakosuf, that the Almoneh is allowed is allowed to get married, and then there's another Zakos of Gibor. The Torah says the King Godu is not allowed to marry an Almoni. So that implies that the Almoni is allowed to marry anybody other than the King Godu. So there is no Yisrael, but the marital relationship continues. So maybe from this Rashi, it's a good deal, this Rashi. So maybe from this Rashi, that's the pshat. Why does Rashi say, Mehashtein Amis Migarshin? The implication being that if he mess could be Migarsh, so he could affect Gersh. But there is no issues. What kind of issues? The answer is no. According to the Russian thesis in the Vomit, that when the woman dies, she is still considered his wife. So in Meile, it is equally true that when the husband dies, the marital relationship still continues. Why is she allowed to get married? That tells a cousin. He also is Achaya. And the Yisrael of an Almoni to get married to King Godel, thus implying that she can marry anybody else, even though she was not divorced. She was not divorced. So, and the marital relationship still continues. It's a special letter, but of course, one thing goes without saying, assuming that when the husband dies, the marital relationship still continues, and it is, there's a custom that she's allowed to get married, but once she gets married, it's inconceivable. In other words, she's still the wife of the deceased husband, and she's married to another man. So, once she gets married, so that is certainly matkia, the marital relationship of the first husband. The shailah is only until she gets married, where the marital relationship continues on. So you could say this in Rashi, it's a very good point what you mentioned. The Rashi says, emphasizes, manko migarish lo mehashte in ames migarish. Implication being that if he mess could be migarish, it could be migarish. What is that to migarish? To put an end to what? The marital relationship doesn't exist. In other words, it does exist. As a matter of fact, on this island, there is another. First, so in the case where the woman dies, so that tradition is in cases in the bones. But you'll say this is only in the case where the woman dies. But when the husband dies, since there is a custody, that she's allowed to get married, so there certainly the marital relationship terminates. I mean, I say if it's all right to say that the marital relationship continues when the woman dies, so it's just as reasonable to say that the marital relationship continues when the husband dies. But it's because, of course, she's allowed to get married. And when she gets married, so of course that puts an end to the marital relationship of the first time. But is there a shita that when the husband dies, so still the marital relationship continues? So it seems that there is such a shita associated. Now, that
is not the way to explain.
What is that?
It's not a possible way to explain why Almoni is done as we have to say.
Why do you have to explain Almoni is done as we have to say? It's very simple.
So,
why is that difficult? Almoni is done as we have to say. Almoni is done as we have to say. Almoni shouldn't stop. So, whether the marital relationship continues or doesn't continue, what difference does it make? She shouldn't stop anyway. So, but you see, there is a din in Avelis, in Kot, he mentioned that if the wife dies, now that's in the case, again, when the wife dies, not when the husband dies, all right. Anyway, so that's again in the case where the wife dies, not when the husband dies, but it's only reasonable that according to the Rishayim, who say that when the wife dies, so the marital relationship still continues. So similarly, when the husband dies, it also continues. And he gets the pshat in the Rashi. Yeah, all right. Yes?
What about Israelis who marries a Kohen?
What?
An Israelis who marries a Kohen, after her husband is dead, they're not sure if he's getting a truma. The truma comes through the marital relationship with the Kohen.
I mean, you mean he baskets? No, she's not a bus skater. And she was an Asian skater. And the Cain died. Yes.
So
does she have children or she doesn't have children?
No children.
What?
She's
not a bus skater.
Right.
Yeah, an Asian skater. So she can't eat Truma. Yeah, all right. So what's the raya? Oh, the raya is, there's marital. Otherwise, no, sir. Because even the marital relationship continues, but any day, the marital relationship. After the death of the husband, we get a relationship while the husband is alive. So in order to be allowed to do Truma, we have to have a real marital relationship. Not this, how should I call it? Ethereal marital relationship. So that ethereal marital relationship is not sufficient to be machle her between. Yes? What is that?
It's going to be related to the question of
Zika. All right. Because the whole meaning of Zika, the whole meaning of Zika means that there is a remnant of the marital relationship of the deceased husband. All right, now. May so they get, if you didn't get like I'm going to say, I want to make a sachin, I will have to be there, I'll make it begin. Dies auch leider kommen Namen geht nicht ne Hallo die Coast Mansion in Stockholm ist mis, hier wo wir kommen schon von Heidi so eine Mess laden mit Luke du hat kann ja mir ja Hallo alle die geht aber was nur ich gut nicht da kann ich sehr viel und Leute sein die Leute neu die generieren alle ist alle sind da haben mir sie mir geht und dann ja oben sag ich dir mir sie schrieb mir rasch was hat nicht da von alles nicht hallo sag ich dir mir sie und dann kann ich sehen mich nicht sich kann ich sehen mach mal du weißt mir sie hier ja mal rum schau mich was hat mir kein ja hol da rein du hat ich gesehen wie mein boss la put da habe sein ist ich will alle wir haben den ganzen haben so die kriegen die kosten die geht man sie was sie mir ja schick auch mal in mein boss wenn sie es mal geht von ab drei mal ein die wo ich mach die gatschen muss ich nicht wo man kurz ab ging sie das hat gesehen nicht die wo ich boss wir geschrieben ist pleine ihr geht now this is a cash I mean because what kind of a reise da loch is that get chain this man is possible or I spoken about so how can the mention I so can you say one parrot I mean there's other parrots one parrot is because when does it get possible if it has no smart at all but suppose it has a smart but it's very word smart in other words it doesn't start a real smart means what month what day what year but suppose he mentions just what shooting is what shooting doesn't even mention the year so even then they get discussion. When is the get possible? When no Zman is mentioned. No Zman whatsoever. But if any Zman is mentioned, even though the year is not mentioned, but let's say it's not mentioned the day, it's not mentioned the year, it's not mentioned even it's the year of Tov Shimon days, but it's mentioned what Shmite in the Chet Mayelis it is. So it's a get kosher. So, and he mentioned it. He mentioned the specific date, the year and the day of the month and everything. So why did he do that? So Rabbi Yisi says, in order to indicate that he should be a chalamah. Right. Die Ulamme ist dafke, die Cholatz, wenn ich kostet mir jetzt nach das Kind oder wo. Schien Jomus hier, der Klima Freyas, und ich sag's mir jedem, und bei uns soll ich mich allein, wenn ich da gitte, aber wenn es auch hinein, wenn ich alle was tue, gitte bei, immer noch kein Schöne bewegen. So der ist considered, as if he explicitly spelled it out. Und was dem aber noch, ich sage, ich sage mal, wer es, ich sage hier, wo ich war, wer, chode da so ein Schabossi, wo ich mir maß hier, da habe ich die, was ist die Nose, lache, lache, die gang, die kunne nicht, so ist na jähli, sieben in der Leonis.
Why is Rashi give examples of
life? What?
Why is Rashi give examples? What do you have
in what, I mean, which Rashi are you referring?
That Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Lo Shvei Masi.
Da habe ich ihn. So what's your question?
What?
It's like getting Kol HaTorah Kula.
So what is your question?
So Rashi goes on to the Ratz Kinase La'acher, Gamal Kulim Excelus Ve'ayom. Is there anything special about this guy than any other guy?
No, I'll tell you. Rashi was a great teacher, besides everything else. And Rashi anticipated that sometimes there might be a student of Torah who is not so smart, and you will not understand it. So Rashi spelled it out. He's Nemon because it's Biode to be Mivato yet. He's Nemon. Now, here you have a very important question. Very important. In the Raisi Lavigite. So the Mora says, Mora Sikasha, Umi committed with the Raisi Lavigite. In other words, if the Tnai was Miskayim Behine, some of the Raisa, and the Raisa level, they get this nothing. And the Chachomim were Misake in the Tisra. So Rashi explains, why do we say that the Raisa is not Chachom? Rashi mentions this, why can he finish? She mozimu tanis enes natele, she nema vela naralis asdol. Superficially, I mean, it's very strange. It just happens. That Rashi is not at fault because the Gemara in Dori mentioned it. But superficially, if the Gemara didn't mention it, it didn't even make sense. If the Gemara didn't mention it, it didn't even make sense. And now this Asdobo, what bearing do it have on the question of money? Now this Asdobo implies in Aloche that when Naram Rosso is raped, you can't punish him. She's faultless. She cannot be blamed. She was false. So what has it to do with Kimat Nadeus? It cannot be. We are punishing the husband when we say that the get is hard. So then it's by way of a penalty against the husband. So we say, oh, what? He cannot be blamed. Who blames him? Who blames him? We are putting him into prison. What comparing does the Aloha of Nahalis Asdogo have? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, this Rashi. Nahalis Asdogo. But, Rashi mentions it because the Gemara and the Dori mentioned it. So there is an issue. Nidrion sinch, there are certain categories of Nidorim that are not chal. So one of the categories of Nidorim that has no validity is Nidrion sinch. What is Nidrion sinch? The Cholohu, in other words, Reuben said, invited Shimon, he should eat in his house. He should eat in his house. And so eager that Shimon should eat in his house. So he said, because Shimon probably was misari, he was reluctant to accept the invitation. So Reuben said to Shimon, listen, if you don't come this and this day to my house to eat supper, so then you cannot have anoye. I ask him, anoye from me. Yes, he did have any sheikh. But then, no, he He decided to leave his house. He didn't want to become Moshe. They have a new Yekam Ovi. But then he became sick. And then he was supposed to come to have supper with the host. So he became sick. So the Oishi Chomet Mei, or his son became sick. So he had to attend to the son. Oishi, if you know, he didn't get a boat to come to the host's house. Harili Leonson, so even though according to the little formulation of the Neder, which Shimon is not allowed to have a Noye from Oven, but he is allowed to have a Noye, because it's Nitrions. It's an example to us. Then the Gemara says, Ahu Gavra Da'at is supposed to be doing it. So a certain person left all his chusim in Bezdin, Yomar, Ili Asinat Lotiyayim, Nibatrin Hanes Chusoy. In other words, he was probably Gibeah. Let's say his name was Kobe. He was Gibeah against Shimon. And he claimed a lot of money from Shimon. And he had certain documents that proved his rights against Shimon. But he deposited all the documents in Bezdin, and he stipulated, if I don't come back within 30 days, so then all my schusim should be bottled in the book. What does it mean? Even though, according to these documents, I'm entitled to recover, let's say, $10,000 from Shimon, but I may, it should be bottled. So it's a mechila mitnai. So he wanted to come to Bezdin within 30 days, but he was prevented from coming. So in other words, he came at night, not in written but in the moments. But he came at night, the came at night consisted in not coming to Bezdin, in not making an appearance in Bezdin within 30 days. And he did not make an appearance within 30 days, but he wanted to make an appearance. He was prevented from making an appearance. So, of course, he was saying that his chusim should not be bought. His chusim should not be bought. So, Omari Rode, Onusu, the Onus Rachmone Patrei, in other words, he came at night in his. He is not a king of man, so he should not forfeit his chusim. He should be able to collect the money that he is entitled to collect on the basis of the document. So Rabbi said, Kimat Nai Davis is not Kimat Nai in the nominees because of the house as well. But then the more foresees, Pichitain Mektoreshan, and if you are going to assume that the Manalis as Dover has no bearing upon this house. Manalis as Dover has a bearing upon Chir Mise, so in others is Potter of Onshi. But here is not a question of punishing. And even in this case, where on the basis of the Kimat Nai, he would forfeit all his chosin inherent in the document, but it's not by way of penalty. It's not by way of penalty because he stipulated. So Mele, Onus Chachmei Patre, has no application here. He came, Ktoleshane, Batman, Idrionsen, and here he had a mission of Retzlein. And there it's not a question of the Nene Shida. When we say, suppose the Mishnah said that if Ruben said, you're not allowed to have a Noyer from my Nechosin, if you don't come, let's say, next Sunday to have supper with him, and then didn't come the following Sunday to have supper because of the Nene, so suppose the Aloch, the Mishnah would say that the Neder is valid, he is not allowed to have it. So it would be Terasenech, not the Terasenech, because Ruben made the Neder Altman, and the Tnai with Niskayim, so the Negel is valid. So here it's not within the same Yeshiva. So we see that the Aloche of Amos Chachmone Patre applies even to situations where it doesn't involve an Ish. So here too. But now he brings the Hadir Shechwetzel, Cholowuch, Cholneish, Kino, Harim, Nidrion, Tzim. So it's not Rashi's fault. Rashi mentions the Gereise, Roy Hadigite, Shemotzinu, Tanis, Tanis, Ines, Minatele, Shenema, Vilanara, Lissastro. So the reason is why on the Gereise level, so it came at night, the Ines, not considered came at night, because of Nara, Lissastro. But then the Gemara itself said that it has no bearing. So we can explain the Gemara in two ways. So even though Rabbi at first said onsu but then the Gemara said the Gittin Yitel Shane that man need Rions and the Chadir Shmich Lesser the Cholohu or the Cholohu Bnei or the Kino Hare need Rions. So it's a raya from this Mishne that a Kiyom Atnai Beines is not a Kiyom Atnai, but not on the base of Naris Asadabo, because of something else, because of an Umdere. The Umdere is, in other words, when a person gives, when a person is matvis chusin yudbez nodi dachet, and he says, if I don't make an appearance in this best within 30 days from now, then I should forfeit all my chusin that are inherent in these dachet. Forfeit. And he said, so his intention was to forfeit all the chusin only in the event he wouldn't be able to make an appearance, and he'll decide against making an appearance. But if he will not make an appearance because he will be unable to make an appearance, he didn't mean to forfeit all his chutz. So it's a question of umdana, of intention, not because of lanarli sasdo. So, but Rashi didn't explain the law in that. So Rashi explained the Gemara in Yorin, since Rode at first mentioned Omri Rode Onsu, the Onus Rachmone Patre. So Rode was Chemikam Rabune, who says what is Chuse. So Rabune said at first that the Kiyumat Mai Leine, since considered the Kiyumat Mai. The Mele, since the Tnai of this litigant, who was Matki, so it was Chuse in Vest, was Niskai in the Ines, so it's considered a Kiyumat Mai, and what Rabbanu said, he did forfeit all his chusin, so, and Rabbi said, no, he should not forfeit all his chusin. It should not be considered a Kiyumat Mai, because of the Maris Asidobo. So then the Gemara says, the Chitim is Torah Shehaneh, so we see that onus a Kiyumat Mai from the Mishnah, we see that Kiyumat Mai Beinus is not Kiyumat Mai, but from the Mishnah it could be on the basis of an Udre. So thereby never too, when Rubei said to Shimon, if you don't feast with me next Sunday, so then my Nechosin should be osar on you. So it meant if you are able to feast with me and you decide against feasting with me, so then I know exactly your number, so then you shouldn't have another. But if you are not feasting with me because you can't feast with me, you are prevented from, because you become sick or your son becomes sick, then I don't have that. That was his intention. So from the Mishnah it's no raya that is on the basis of Nalis Asdobo. So at first the more I mention it on Nalis Asdobo, but in the Mastone, it's not on the basis of Nalis Asdobo, but on the basis of Umdre. We could explain the more that way, but Rashi obviously does not explain the more that way. Since the more at first, God at first mentioned, so even though the Gemara asked the Tanik Tolashane, but since the Gemara mentioned the Raya from the Mishneh, so we say even then that it's not on the basis of the Midrash, it's on the basis of the Maharis. That's a big thing, because as far as the Gemara is concerned, we could say that was only in the Havamir, but in the Maskone, the din is the same, but not on the basis of a Naris as Dogo, but on the basis of a special ungulate. So we see from Rashi, not like it. We see from Rashi, not like it. Rashi says, in the Raisa of Abhidite, Shemitam Sinis Matele, Shememba, but Naris as Dogo. Now, so the question is, how can we understand it? What kind of bearing does the Pasuk of Naris as Dogo have? And the question of Jimat Maidis doesn't even make sense. Whatever the aloche is in an hour's as daughter, what it says there is a kosu that one who is anonymous is not higher than each. He's potter. But here it's not a question of punishing. It's not a question of penalty. It's night. He stipulated that all his chusim should be forfeited in the event he doesn't make an appearance within 30 days. It's not by way of a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a mechila on night. He was mechila on night. So what bearing does the Zeros HaKosu of Lamaral and Sassi Dodo have on the question of Kimapayas? So what's the pshat? And what's the pshat? In the Gemara? All right. Let's assume that the Maskon is not, but the Havamim has to be explained too. How could the Mori even have a Havamim? It's not an item. The basis of the Harvest has a double. So the Kima Taibanes is not even a. So obviously, we see from this Rashi and from the Mori Goresh that the Harvest has a Kosu of the Harvest has a double. It's not that. Only that an honest spot of anus is not considered the chayim. Now the Rambam at the beginning of the Talmud of the Shuvit Halacha Aleph. No, the Rambam of the Shuvit. Talking of the Shivalachale, Confishabatio, Benese, the Loisese, the Nova Rodomalachasman, the Zodin, the Gobo, Kishiasi, Chuben, Joshua, Hatoe, Chayab, the Spadis, the Kayabo, Shimena, the Shisho Kiasu, the Spadis, Asosama, Shahosu, Zedin, the Gor. So, the Rambam says, Confishabatio, Benese, the Loisese, the Nova Rodomalachasman, Vein bizodin, vein bishgogo. Why doesn't he say vein bizodin, vein bishgogo, vein beines? So, my uncle, Nachum Krakowski, is in Parabias Amelech, so he is in diet from the Toshna Rambam, of course, it's an obvious deal that only in Avela Beshevich you have to do tshuva, and you have to do mitzvah. But Avela Beines, you don't have to do tshuva. Now the kashi is, we say the bidu al chayt shavatom v'nachal beinu z'bihore achay shetat v'nachal z'hoz. And then the Rambam Pirush HaMishnei Yume said the Seir HaMishaliach was m'chapi amal aviles kaleis, gmureis, shgogo, meizid, eis. So it's requires kapor. So that means and we say al chayt shavatom v'nachal beinu z'hoz. I don't think this is a kashi because there are two types of ones. There is an onus gomo, like Nara Hamrosa. She mentioned that it's raped. She's faultless. So that's the. Does anybody have a chumash yet? לנערו מלסס את דבו. אין לנערו חית מובס, כי קשה יוקו איש על ראיו ולצורכי נפש, כן הדבר הזה. כדי לדרוש שעמים מקיש לציאת נרם רוס או נרם רוס לא לציאת. ודה פשוטיש על מבחור. פשוטיש על מבחור. When you teach us a little child, 4 years old, I'm not going to tell him all the drushes, Makish Naram Rosso, or Tzeach, or Tzeach Naram Rosso. How will you explain this? Ain't one now or six mothers that the local Misha Rey or Tzeach Nefesh can have us. Come in to tell me. It's like somebody who is skilled. What does it all mean? At all, there is not an extra word. I mean, Goofy aloches are deduced from the fact that there is an extra letter or an extra dot. The aloche of Derech Echeiko, because it's no good with Derech Lehoyo. So we deduce aloches. I mean, from an extra dot and a letter. And here the Torah is now being words. Elan arochet moves enough. Yashayokum yishareyu tochetepesh kinadomaz. What does it mean? The traditional mitzvah. Without any question. So, obviously, the traditional mitzvah is that there is a basic distinction between Shkogo and Davis. Shkogo is not only it's in my Sadeire, the Gavri is a chit, and that's even more refreshing. That's the more of the Tereshes in Shabbos. I thought that we had the whole Shabbos was here. Shabbos was here. The question is, if somebody is a Gershonim, or somebody is a Gershonim, he was Mizgaya, and he didn't know about the Issa Shabbos. He didn't know about the Issa Shabbos. He didn't know there was such a thing as Shabbos. I mean, that shouldn't surprise us today. I mean, somebody can be a Gershonim, and he not know that there was such a thing as Shabbos. But, so, Gershonim Mizgaya, here the Gemara mentions Gershonim Mizgaya of Nanochim. Otherwise, how is it possible, I mean, that the Gershon and his guy are in Yehudim and not know of Shabbos? But today, it can be Gershon and his guy are in Arabonim and he doesn't know of Shabbos. Gershon and his guy are in Anochis. So Rabbi Shmuel say that he may think Shemitz go in Anochim. And Gershon and his guy are in Anochim. Tihitjewis if Shahadome the Hayat is Hayat Hatos, one Hatos, for all the Shavu Shabbos, of all the Shabbos. But because it was one Helen, one big Helen, that was responsible for all the Chavu Shabbos in the course of years. Somebody was raised as a Jew, and Jews, he knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot. So then he is higher the Chavos. But somebody who never knew of Shabbos, of Gershon's guy or Ben Anochri, so then he's not higher the Chavos, because he's an honor. If he's a Tink Shemish, or Gershon's guy or Ben Anochri, he is a real honor. Meise, klau godl om go bi Shabbos, go ashkir in a Shabbos, go smolach tzabi, Shabbos tzabi, nechai lach, keitz hati nishinga bin anochim, di gershin tkaya bin anochim, go smolach tzabi, Shabbos tzabi, in a chai lachat tzachas, di chai vladam achas, vachil vachal vabizor achas, un mumbes pute meiteer, so in the price of machleket between the Rabbon and the mumbes, if somebody is a kinnit shenishu bin anochim, he never heard of Shabbos, he never heard of the of Adam Sasida. He never heard of Dam, of Chilev. And he was in there until Shabbos, many Shabbos in the course of a number of years, different laws. And he ate Chilev many times, Dam many. He didn't know, he had no idea, he never heard of it. So the Chachot.